But you cannot repent to another man. That is not going to get you the salvation that you deserve. Yes, Johannes.
And also, too, this repentance.
This demand, because it's within himself. He felt bad. He regretted it.
He regretted it.
But the other, what you were just reading in Matthew in earlier chapters, when about men repenting, it means to think, well, like it says, the men, you know, hurt Jonah and repented. It's, they changed. They thought differently. They acted differently because mm-hmm. they were changing their ways from sin to righteousness. Here, it's saying he just felt bad about it. He didn't change. He wasn't changing his life. He just felt bad. You know, someone to do something like, oh, I didn't know it was going to turn out that way. That's not repentance. It's if you change your way of thinking from that. And so this is not enough to what he did. It's obvious because then he went and killed himself. But he needed to change his thinking and his action, not just feel bad about it.
Yes. Yes. That's, thank you, Johannes. So, yes, Curtis.
He also said to the disciples during that last
final Passover that it was better that this fellow had never been born.
Yeah.
So, and Judas undoubtedly, maybe he remembered that.
Maybe he did.
That may have been one motivation where he went out and just hung himself.
Which was another sin.
Yeah.
Because he destroyed himself. And he was a disciple.
Yes. He committed murder. So. Okay. Next, I want to go to Luke 3. But, yeah, it's repenting and turning your way. Not like with Judas and just feeling bad for yourself or for what you did. But Luke 3, starting in verse 7. Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that Elohim is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire. And the people asked him, saying, what shall we do then? He answereth and saith unto them, he that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none. He that hath food, let him do likewise. Then came also publicans to be baptized, and he said unto him, Teacher, what shall we do? And he said unto them, exact no more than that which is appointed you. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, and what shall we do? And he said unto them, do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. And as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts of John, whether he were the Messiah or not, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge this floor and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. So that was a little bit more in depth of what John was saying before the Messiah came to be baptized. He was actually telling the different groups of people, this is what you need to do. This is one way to turn yourself around. If you have more, keep what you need, give the other to somebody who has none. Let's go to Luke 13. Luke 13, starting in verse 1. And there were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Yahshua answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish. So the Messiah is telling them that, yes, these people perished. If you want to have the same thing happen to you, keep going your way. Otherwise, repent. Because if you don't repent, that can be your fate. That can be what happens to you. Next I want to go to Acts chapter 2. But we need to look at repenting. That's the only thing that we can do. Starting in verse 36, Acts 2. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that Elohim hath made that same Yahshua, whom ye have impaled, both sovereign and Messiah. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in the heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahshua the Messiah, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as Yahweh our Elohim shall call. And with many other words, he did testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. In order to save yourself from the evil of the generation, you need to repent and ask for forgiveness of all your sins, and then not do them again. Acts 3, starting in verse 17. And now, brethren, I know that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which Elohim before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that the Messiah should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore and turn again to him, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the sovereign. And he shall send Yahshua the Messiah, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which Elohim hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall Yahweh your Elohim raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant, which Elohim made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindred of earth be blessed. So, Peter's telling them to repent and turn back to Yahweh. Turn to the Messiah. Ask for forgiveness of all those sins that you've committed. Because the prophets have been there and told them what they need to do, what they should do. But they didn't always listen.